Thanks for listening to We Are the Great Turning. This is your bonus for episode 2 of our series, The Three Stories of Our Time. We made these bonuses to support you to take the main insights from the podcast deeper into your life. And in this bonus, we're going to envision the great turning together. The work that reconnects is meant to be done in community. So while you can do this bonus alone, we recommend that you do it instead with a partner or in a larger group so that you can talk about your experience together after you're done. If you aren't already in a podcast club, a group of people listening to the episodes and gathering to listen and do these bonus exercises together, you can find instructions for how to start one at wearethegreatturning.com. All you'll need for this bonus exercise is a place where you can close your eyes and relax. In episode 2, we talked about the three stories of our time: business as usual, the great unraveling, and the great turning. All three of these stories are true. They're all happening right now. And we have the choice to give ourselves fully to the great turning. We can offer our time and energy and love to contributing to the transition to a more just and life-sustaining society. And every episode in this show is meant to support you to do just that. As builders of the Great Turning, we rightfully spend a lot of time talking about what our problems are and asking how we're going to change the world. So we talk about what's in the news, or how we raise funds, or change laws and policy, or how we strategically organize. And all of this is essential to creating a better world. But we also need to know where we're going. We need an inspiring vision for the kind of world we want to live in that can motivate us and stir our hearts to action, and so that we know what it looks like to succeed. So in this bonus episode, we're going to envision in detail what the world might be like if we were wildly successful. If the Great Turning really were the predominant story of our time. And we're going to do that by imaginatively putting ourselves right in the midst of that just and life-sustaining world. If you feel nervous, that's totally normal. When we allow ourselves to envision the world that we want, the gap between our beautiful vision and the world that we live in now comes into clearer focus. And there's a lot of heartbreak in that gap because we don't know exactly how to close it. But for now, there's no need to figure anything out. You do not need to know anything about how we get there. Your only job is to allow yourself to see, hear, feel, touch, and taste the kind of world that you long to live in. You might want to have a notebook nearby, but I encourage you not to pick up your pen until after this recording ends. So, take a deep breath and settle into your body. Feel your feet on the ground and notice the temperature of the air on your skin. And then, close your eyes or find a neutral place to let your gaze settle. Now, let's zoom back in our mind's eye, all the way out into space, to see our Earth from above. Can you see it? Now, begin to slowly zoom back in to a different version of our world, one that is truly just and life-sustaining. Now zoom back in toward the landmass you live in, seeing the mountains or rivers or oceans around you from above. And then zoom in even closer, over the rooftops and all the way to your home. What does it feel like to wake up here in the morning? Who else lives with you? And what does it feel like to be with them? Where does your food come from? And what about your energy or your water? When you look out the window or step out the door, what does it look like? Who else lives around you, human and non-human? And how do you interrelate? Now, let's look around your neighborhood. How is it arranged so that the children and elders and everyone in between are safe and happy and thriving? How are families taken care of? And what does child rearing look like? What kind of work do you do in this just life-sustaining world? What is your special role in your community? And how does it feel to do it? And who do you do it with? How do you work together? And how are you compensated? And what does pleasure, creativity, and celebration look like for you, your household, and your community? What makes life beautiful? How do you play and enjoy each other's company? How do you enjoy and interact with the natural world around you? Now, let's look at the broader community that your neighborhood is a part of, your city, your state. How do people relate to one another here? How do they meet their needs for food, clothing, transportation? How do they make joint decisions? And how do they resolve conflict? How do they treat people of different ages, genders, races, abilities, and talents? How do they fit within nature? How do they relate to the plants, animals, soils, waters, stones, and stars? Now, let's zoom out a little further. Does your world have nations or borders? If not, what does it have? How do people justly and sustainably meet their physical needs? How do they make decisions and resolve conflicts within and across borders? How do your people know of and think about people from beyond this land? And what does trade and travel look like? Now, we'll zoom out one more layer to look at the global paradigm. How does it feel to live in this world? What kind of consciousness or worldview or interplay of diverse worldviews do people draw on? What is the pace of everyday life? What fascinates the people of this world? What problems do they work on? What art do they make? What festivals do they celebrate? What do they regard as progress? And what makes them laugh? And now we're going to zoom out one more time to see this world again from space. Thank it for all that it has shown you. And now we'll zoom back in, leaving this more just and life-sustaining world to come back to our own world as it is now. Now, as you open your eyes and come back to the world around you, we'll take a few moments just to notice how you feel after taking this journey. For me, sometimes this exercise brings joy and inspiration, and other times it's painful or I go blank. There's no right or wrong way to experience this. Just check in with yourself. What do you feel? What sensations are present in your body? In a few moments, this recording will end. And I encourage you to take a few minutes to take some notes about what you felt and experienced. And when you're done, talk about your experience with someone else. We grow and build the Great Turning by taking small steps to bring our vision into being every day. So if it feels right, you can end your writing or your conversation by naming one small step that you want to take next to create a microcosm of that beautiful society you just visited. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of We Are the Great Turning. This exercise is based on Donella Meadows' 1994 Envisioning a Sustainable World talk. Deep thanks to Donella and to Shay Riester for introducing me to this beautiful exercise. We'll link to the original talk on the episode page at wearethegreatturning.com. There, you can also make a donation to support this work, and you can find a link to our toolkit for forming a podcast club. The work that reconnects is meant to be experienced in community. So please consider sharing this bonus episode with someone you'd like to envision the Great Turning with. See you next time.